moments away from beginning the call this evening. Welcome. If anybody on the telephone has a question, feel free to text us at 801-541-9181. That is 801-541-9181. And just send us a question. I'll do my very best to address it while we're on air tonight. We're just a few moments away. Well, we are live. I'm going to give everybody just a moment or two to come online on the video. If anybody's having any challenges with the video, if you're on the telephone line, go ahead and text us as well at 801-541-9181. It is great to be with you tonight for our Tuesday night celebration of life. And tonight is a very special program. We're going to do something that is so essential to all of our lives. This is where we get those objectives that Og Vandino talks about that will crystallize our lives and give meaning and purpose to all that we do throughout the day. This is a goal-setting clinic. So let's have some fun tonight. We'd like to welcome all of you who are visiting with us, who are here for the first time. Welcome tonight. Please have a pen and a paper handy, and we'll try to do everything in our power to make this a wonderful experience for you tonight. For those of you with us on a regular basis, thanks for being here tonight. It's always so wonderful for me to know that there are those out there ready to learn these principles. It's so wonderful. The afternoon, in preparation for this event, to ponder the topic and think about things that may be helpful that aren't necessarily in the material. Many of you have an intentional creation studio, and you could just read this material or listen to the audio of this material in goal setting. Tonight I want to take you a little deeper and pull some pieces together that may assist you in actually taking on this wonderful experience. Well, welcome. And let's get started. First of all, goal setting really isn't about the plan. It's about the vision. It's not about what we need to do. It's about why we're doing it. It's what is our dream? What is our why? That's where we begin. Remember that this segment, planning and goal setting, is found in quality number 2, which is about mental creation. Mental creation, we know that we can use our very vivid visualization destructively and engage in fantasy. Those are very vivid moments where we go into the future, and you'll notice where you're taking my hand. We skip past now and everything between here and there, and we begin to experience what it'll be like once we are there. What's it like between here and after that? This is called fantasy. We're beginning to live an experience and create expectations based on something that has not yet happened. We have not earned. We have not created. Now, we know from previous discussions that when we engage in this, and we all have, that with some of the thought processes present in 97% of those who are with us tonight, that the same chemistry, brain circuitry, is going to be occurring that would occur if we were actually there in that place. Now, that creates a real challenge for us because it's so real to the mind that should reality show up differently, and it always does, all of a sudden the body is going to go into this autonomic response to protect this vision. It's going to need to protect it. It's going to send cortisol into your body to protect it against the wounds it's going to incur as it fights this battle to protect it. It's going to speed up metabolism to give us more energy, that kind of adrenaline rush we're going to get. And who's the enemy? Who are we fighting? Simply reality. Well, we know that's going to drag us right down into imagined catastrophe. So fantasy, imagined catastrophe. Now, that's a source. sort of a vision, if you will. We see it vividly, but it will not give us passion. It cannot create passion. Just put a note. Fantasy cannot create passion. It can't, because the very premise on which it is based is antithetical, just the opposite of passion. We're in fantasy. We are attempting to escape the rigors of life. We want ease. We want ease. That's what's up here, ease. Financial freedom, time freedom, no more stress, pain, debt. No one's telling us what to do or how to do it or when we can spend our money. This life of ease. Not only does it not exist on this planet, it is a deadly counterfeit to joy. Because when we engage here, we cannot ignite passion. Passion is only ignited. I want you to understand this. Oh, this is so critical. Passion is only ignited when we use our mind constructively. What that means is we're going to engage in an activity where we are consciously going into the future to get a clear vision, of what it is we want to create and how we are going to create it. Can you feel that? Fantasy wants to escape creation and have ease. Constructive thought wants to create and discover what and how to actually do it. Those are great distinctions. Because when we go into a constructive thought process, and planning and goal setting, which we're going to talk about tonight, is one of the five primary constructive thought processes. When we go into this space, we're actually connecting with the power of creation itself, seeking an inspired vision of what is possible. And I might add, with the clay that we've been given. What's possible? We're going to see things that are beyond our imagination. And when we see them, they're going to light up part of our brain we normally don't use. And we're going to work our way retrospectively back to see everything that's going to need to be created in the millimeters of life to get us there. And we will be so excited to come right back here to this moment and begin the process of that creation. Can you feel that excitement? I can't wait to do this. Oh my goodness, we could get to here. Imagine the difference between that and just wanting to be there and then living this dream of what it'll be like after we're there. One, so destructive, so devastating. It has just torn our society apart. Businesses, families, left people broken and angry, bitter. So tonight we want to talk about how to do it just the opposite way, so that we can connect with that power of creation and do something magnificent with our lives. We'll talk in a few weeks about gratitude. This is how we express gratitude. We acknowledge the clay we have. This is what we've been given. These are my gifts. Then we get a clear vision of what's possible, and we honor the gift, and then we honor the giver of the gift by actually being in creation, making the most we can with that gift. That's truly being grateful. The clay we have, where we'd like to take it, that's an honorable thing. We're now in partnership with the power of creation and taking our clay and maximizing it. This isn't being ungrateful. This is being a wise and faithful steward of our clay. That's what we want to be. Now, Og talked about this in a very interesting scroll. Scroll number 8 is the one we're going to want to study this week after we go through this process. He says in scroll 8, I want to multiply my value 100-fold. How is that possible? Well, he said, I have three options, and he compares us to a grain of wheat. He says, one, we could put you in a sack and dump you into a stall and feed you to the swine. It means we just waste our time in addictions, watching vapid television shows. Now, I'm not saying relaxation and fun isn't appropriate, just too much of that. We're not doing anything with our lives. We're just going through the motions. That's option number one. Option number two, comparing us to that grain of wheat, we can be ground into flour, made into bread, broken open, and devoured by man. We get consumed. Use our time in strictly labor. Now, labor's a good thing, but always better with a purpose. This is option three, is you can choose to be planted, this seed, you, in the darkness of the soil. And he tells us, he says, to grow and multiply, it's necessary to be plant the wheat grain in the darkness of the earth. And my failures, my despairs, my ignorance, and my inabilities, all that crap that's happened in our life, that's the darkness in which we're planted in order to ripen. That's the fertilizer for our life. To succeed, suck seed, means to sucker a seed, to nurture it. In our case, mind and body, so that we can rise above all of that and come out of the earth and sprout into 100 grains of wheat. And then he adds, oh, I love this line. I'll just read it to you. But to grow to the full stature, the wheat must wait on the whims of nature. I need not wait, for I have the power to choose my destiny. That's a hidden phrase, if you will, for set goals and create them. I can choose my destiny. Now, he tells us to set goals for the day, the week, the month, the year. And we'll talk tonight about how to do that. Because he does say, in a couple of sentences, I must have objectives for my life. Objectives, a why, a reason for doing this. For my life to crystallize. It doesn't make sense to have all of those to-dos if I don't have a reason for doing them. So tonight we're going to go just a little deeper into this process. Now, please know that intentional creators, people that are wildly successful, do what we're going to talk about tonight intuitively. We simply have taken that process and broken it down so that you can have a step-by-step process to follow. And the very first step is to get clear on what it is that we want to create. Now, if we've engaged in fantasy, where we've escaped into the future and then live vividly what it's going to be like after, it may require that we get deadly honest about what is our most secret desire. Is our most secret desire, and we'll know this, go to that place in the next couple of days where you've gone into fantasy and see if you're not trying to skip past, escape, and have ease. Ah, finally. Now, bless your hearts. Some of you are in firestorms that are so painful, it's no wonder you want to skip past them. Firestorms can't be skipped. We must go through them. It's part of the refining fire. But it's understandable why we would want to. But we want to get really honest, because if we discover that at the core of our desire is ease, then we're going to understand why goal setting has never worked for us. Because goal setting is about, again, a vision, and taking the steps of creating all the millimeters between here and the vision. It's about creation and not about escape. We're going to give you some examples tonight. We're going to walk through a relationship. If you have one, finding one, a little bit about a business, just to give you some examples of how it's done so that you can apply it to anything in your life. Now I have sitting next to me my sweetheart. We are so excited because as soon as we finish this call tonight, this is our quarterly retreat. We're leaving tonight. I'm so excited. We've been looking forward to this for so long. So the very thing we're going to talk about right now, we're going to evidence. As soon as this call's ready, everything's in the car, and we're gone. Now, here are the steps. If you're in a committed relationship, we want to turn this relationship into a partnership. A partnership means that all the decisions are bilateral. They're made together. Equal partners in a partnership. To be equal partners in this partnership, we must give up part of what we want, perhaps, at times. Because our primary mission in a partnership is lifting and building, encouraging and inspiring our partner. We do this by making an absolute 100% total commitment. That means no trap doors, no side doors, no back doors, no what might I be missings. All those are gone. If you have a committed companion and they're with you, I want you to just look in their eyes for a moment. Are you ready to make an absolute commitment that this is the person I'm going to invest my life in? I don't need to look anywhere else. I don't need to flirt with anyone else. I don't need to send any signals out to anyone else. All of those feelings, that passion, that excitement, that love is going to be poured into this one beautiful human being. Imagine making that level of a commitment. I was having a conversation this afternoon about the addiction to pornography. And at the core of overcoming this addiction is this commitment. When we are engaged in pornography, we just quite haven't yet made it. What could I miss? And I shared with this person this afternoon, I'll tell you what you're going to miss. It's the door that opens after you make the commitment. The door that opens after. To an amazing place of such tenderness and such beauty. Amazing trust. Trust that allows you and gives you freedom to create in and outside of the home. And intimacy that is tender and wonderful. Commitment starts right there. So if we want to see a goal around our relationship, it makes a little value in doing so. Unless we're ready to make that commitment. Now, if we're ready and we make that commitment, this is the person to whom I will apply all my passion, all my energy. We'll be one in terms of finances and our spirituality and our love for one another and our focus and commitment if we have children. Total commitment. Now we're ready to create a vision. The vision won't come until the commitment's been made. Commitment made, Ramona and I, our vision is age 85. 85, we're sitting on the back porch of the very place we're going to tonight. And we're looking out over a beautiful lake. And I look over at this amazing woman, and she is amazing. And I know, and she knows, that we've been faithful. We have imagined our children coming to see us, and our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, We've imagined why they would want to come. And we ask this question. Now you can see why the vision's so critical, because you can feel how it lights me up just a little bit. Yeah. I've got my hand on Ramona's knee right now. We ask this question. What have I done between April 5th? Not what did I do. That's the past. What have I done since April 5th until age 85 to in fact create that relationship? Now that's just a principle. You can apply it to a relationship, a business, etc. But to a relationship, what have I done? And what we want you to do, and you'll want to do, is go out a year from now and ask, what could I do in the next year that would help create that relationship at age 85? That which I've seen, that which has lit up my soul. What have I done? Now you can choose to do all kinds of things. Taking a week together somewhere is important on an annual basis. Then once a quarter you want to get away. Now, we're going to go away for a few days. We're going to go to a place that we purchased for this purpose. We may not always own it. It's not about the place. It's about who's going to be there. It's the two of us. That's every quarter. Now, is anybody having this thought, well, how do we buy something like this? How do we afford to spend? We're living paycheck to paycheck, Dave. How do we find the money to do that? And I smile and say, now you have a reason to work when you don't feel like working, to call when you don't feel like calling, to get over your fears when you're swamped in fear. You have a reason. Because you want to do that every quarter. You want to do that at the end of the year. Every month, we want to take a day and dedicate it to our partner. Every week, a date night, a time to just get away. This is so important, especially for young mothers. They really do need a break. Now, some are really reluctant to turn their children over to someone, and I say, there are good people. You can find good people that you can trust. It's so healthy. Your husband needs you if you're tied up with the children. And husbands, your wife needs you if she's frazzled from taking care of children all day. So make sure that date night does happen. It doesn't have to be a circus. It doesn't have to be something grandiose. Again, it's not where it's happening or what you're doing. It's who you're with. It's who you're with. Now, daily. Daily's fun. Daily's just that extra little kiss on the cheek, that extra thank you, that extra few minutes reading. This last weekend, it was Ramona wanting to go on a bike ride Friday night, and then again Saturday at midday. Beautiful weather outside, and I tried as hard as I could to keep up with her. It's those moments, those repeated every day, repeated every week, repeated every month, repeated every year, until age 85, will intentionally create that outcome. I have no doubt. I can imagine that day being here and feeling what I'm going to feel. I've already felt it. I know what it's going to be like. What a glorious place to be at age 85. To know. To really know. Has everybody got the pieces? In a relationship, we want a clear vision. The vision can only come when we have 100% commitment. 100% commitment. To create a partnership. Okay. Let's move to the next one. My heart goes out to those single moms friends who've lost spouses, to men who have struggled for whatever reason, relationships that have broken up, those who have never been married, who have missed out on this great opportunity to date, who long to have this person in their life. I want to walk through the process, this briefly, and you can read more about this, but the spirit of it I want you to feel. I heard a great man say this weekend that we choose to love, and then we love our choice. And if we want to be loved, we focus on ourselves. That this is, as I put in the material, if we want a better partnership, we focus on being a better partner. If we want to have a perfect relationship, we don't focus on finding the perfect person. We focus on becoming that person. And as we become, we will attract. As we become, we will attract. We start by going into the future. We want to create a relationship. Let's get a clear vision. What might it look like? Physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually? What kind of a man or woman would you like to have as a partner? I want you to have a clear vision and then on a piece of paper write down those attributes, those characteristics of that person. Get crystal clear, because you won't be able to do the second step until the first one's been completed. Get really clear on this person till you can almost put skin and bones on them. And once you're clear, I want you to step into their world and look out at the world and see who they're looking for. I want you to see yourself as that person and all of your magnificence, free of all the unhealthy thought processes that have held you captive for all of these years, free of all of those self-doubts and that self-deprecating dialogue that's so awful we beat ourselves up, free of all of that, standing whole and complete and real and genuine and authentic. Can you see yourself? You might struggle a little. Now write down the characteristics of that person. That's the person you're going to want to become. Now here's the truth. You already are that person. There just are some tethers that keep holding you down. In the identification of all the magnificence, you'll want to take an honest inventory. This will start with an assessment so you can get an idea of the thought process that might be challenging you. What habits of thinking have you brought along that just keep wanting to hammer on you all the time? Physically, are there a few things you might want to work on? You could. It's not as critical, but it could be important. If you know, and you'll know, things you can do. We're not talking about plastic surgery here. We're talking about being a little bit more physically fit. Now, you know the vision, right? You know the person you're looking for. They're looking for you and your magnificence. And now we're going to get really clear on the things you'll want to create in your life so that you can fully, completely be all that you are. Some of those things may require some transitions. I've done this with a few clients. Some of those habits are really hard to break. Oh, we don't want to let go of them. Some of them, quite frankly, don't work in a partnership. The need to be right. Pornography addiction. Those things are just absolutely destructive to a partnership. Anything like that we'll want to root out of our life. And as we do, we become increasingly attractive, and the day comes when that person finds us and we find them. I've watched this happen too many times to doubt the efficacy. Now, everybody's got an example of someone where it might not have. It's possible. My promise is, truly do this and test it. There'll be a day when we'll see each other and you'll introduce your companion. We had someone drive 800 miles and knock on our front door to do that. What a thrilling afternoon. Okay, everybody have that? I don't know what those things are. You do. But you know you're magnificent. Now you get to focus on creating the habits that will allow you to be magnificent more of the time. That's who you really are. Okay, has everybody got that? Let's move to a business. This is an interesting piece in today's economy. You know, I ponder this often because I watch people who are just absolutely sledgehammers. You know, when Og says muscle can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of men. Until I master this art, I'm no more than a peddler in the marketplace. There are some that are okay being peddlers. They just are hammers, and they can do things. Oh yeah, they can at least temporarily. I'm not sure they experience a great deal of joy in their own soul. They certainly didn't seem to be very concerned about other people's souls. Just know that I've had the opportunity to spend time privately, and I haven't found one that's happy. Not really. So, it's with that thought in mind that I share this approach to goal setting for a business. I don't need to be right about it. Just try it. See what happens. In your business, with the economy the way that it is, I recommend that we don't project in concrete terms, in terms of specifics, too far out into the future, especially in some business sectors. But we do want to have a clear vision at least for the next 12 months. That gives us specific reasons for why we're doing what we're doing. We're not just doing a to-do list. We have a specific reason to do this because it's driving us one step closer to that goal, that objective for the year. Here's a simple process. Number one, go to the end of the year and write down the amount of money that you would like to generate. Now, if you have a salary, you might be saying, well, how does this work, Dave? I had the most amazing conversation this morning with a coaching client who, when we met 4 or 5 months ago, was just mired in personal doubt, just buried in pain and frustration. Started with a women's retreat, and we watched her wake up. I saw her glow, and she got to see herself glow. She hadn't glowed like that for 20, 30 years. She went home, got personal things in her life straightened out, then began on business. And one day she woke up and said, you know what? I'm worth more than this. I'm valuable. And she began to look for a job. And she was given an offer last Friday, which represented a significant increase. Of course, her current employer had a wake-up call who didn't want to lose her, and so he made a counteroffer. But after everything was said and done, last night she decided to leave. She walked in with her letter of resignation this morning, and she was met by the CEO, who said, "Before you give me what you want to give me, I'd like to give you what I want to give you." And so they sat down. And he said things to her that she'd wanted to hear for so long. And in the end, she's now a vice president of a company with a great compensation package, a corporate car, a gas card, and an override on the growth. And what was most interesting at the end, because my greatest concern and anyone else's would be, that she could irritate this person by kind of playing one off the other. She didn't handle it that way. She used Ogg's principles. She was loving, kind, thoughtful, open, teachable. The man apologized to her for being so complacent that he could feel the spark in her life, and it gave him one. I was just excited to hear this. She is having such an influence. I was so pleased when she said, and the 8 satellite offices that she'll be managing now, very first thing on her list of things to do was to put them through the Og Mandino training. I thought that was so fun. So when I share this with you, and we do goal setting, don't hesitate to do this, even if you're an employee. A fixed income. The focus will be, for an employee, what can I do to maximize my gifts? So the vision we want to get is what's possible. What could I do with my clay if I came so focused to create as much as I could with it every day and regardless of remuneration or recognition? Trusting, as I witnessed again, that when that spark is inside of us and we show up in creation, unleashing voluntarily the cooperation and productivity we've been holding back, it does not go unnoticed. And if it does, then we can look for another place. And we may choose to go there. For my good friend, her boss had a wake-up call and figured it out. If you're in your own business, you're the owner of a business, home-based business, retail business, whatever it might be, we want to start this process by identifying how much money you want to create. What is it? Now, just a warning, it's so important, particularly if you're in a home-based business, where we're very receptive to fantasy about unbelievable expectations, because there are people in an organization who have done that, and we really want to be there. And we want to be there very quickly. And we might go, okay, Dave, I want to make $1.5 million in a year, $120,000 a month. I go, well, that's great. But how much did you make in the last 12 months? 50, combining all my sources. My recommendation for consideration is to raise this by 50%. That would be $75,000 in that example. Why only that? Because goal setting and creation, possibility, reality. When we create the income, we're going to be working backwards. What do I need to do every month? Every quarter, every month, every week, every day. And if we go from 0 to 1.5 million, there'll be more that needs to be done in a day than there is time in the day. It's not possible. We won't be able to sustain that level of effort. So we want to pick something that's real. Now, Og says just as soon as our goal is met, we can raise it. This isn't in concrete. You don't get there and say, well, that's it. Okay, I'm done for the day or the year. No, we raise it immediately upon achieving it. But let us first achieve it. And it comes with this caveat. If we have engaged in fantasy, and if our mind is locked into $120,000 a month of income to go 50% over $50,000, which would be about, what, $6,700 a month or so, it's going to feel like we're being robbed. Somebody's trying to steal something from us. We're getting prepared for quality number three, which is living in the now. Taking what is and creating the most we can with it. Not building on a house of cards called fantasy. So if you could just be with me. I did this once with a group a few months ago, and there were still people up at 4 o'clock sending emails who were so troubled because it was such a devastating experience to drop their income projections down so low. And I just reminded them gently that it's actually 50% more than what is. 50% more. That's exciting. So let's go through that process first. 50% increase. Now, once we've done that, we're going to want to spend some time in this place getting clear about what we'll do with that money. Now, this sounds a little bit like fantasy. This is about clarity. What could I create if I had those extra funds? Could it be piano lessons for a daughter or a son? Gym lessons? Tennis lessons? What could it be? A trip? Could it be that annual trip with your partner? Could it be that quarterly trip with your partner, that monthly day? Could it be those things? This is how we pay for them. So we actually have real dollars to do it. Now, once we're clear on what we're going to do with it, we go to step three. Step three, we get clear about how many lives will need to be changed in order to generate that revenue. This is a critical juncture in the goal-setting process. We are transitioning from money to people. Now, business, we want to generate a revenue. This isn't a church that you're in. This is a business. A business has revenue and has a profit margin. That's part of business. We don't want to turn people into dollars. We want to turn the dollars into people. How many lives will you want to change? Now, if you're in a small business or a home-based business, you could get some assistance with others who have been in that business or who are to give you some guidance. But let's say, just for example, that that's going to require that we bring 52 people into our business. Let's say you're in like a network marketing business where you're recruiting people. If it's getting retail customers to come in, average sale of, it could be the same kinds of things. But using recruiting as an example, 52 people. 52 people, there happens to be 52 weeks. That's a person a week. Now, take a look at your business and say, how many people do I bring in to have a person stay in my business active? You might say, well, three. Okay? That means you bring in three a week. How am I going to do that? And I smile and say, it's not my dream, it's yours. It used to be $1.5 million. We were concerned about only being 75. And now we're concerned with the daily and weekly activity for the 75. Can you feel the angst, the reality that starts to come into the process? I must have objectives before my life will crystallize. I must set goals for the day, the week, and the month. That's how I'm going to make this happen. Hogg says, isn't it better to shoot an arrow at the moon and hit an eagle than hit a rock? Yes, we want to set big goals. 50% increase is pretty big. So every month we want to have how many? Four? 4.2. Every week, 1 or 3. And what will we need to do on a daily basis? Fortunately, we're not worried about $75,000. We are simply looking for that person who is looking for us. That person who wants to take on their life, who wants to be filleted wide open so they can get past their fears, their doubts, and their frustrations, and rise above it all, and create something magnificent with their lives in a safe place where money can be made. Isn't that fun? If we're in a retail store, we're looking for customers who'd be interested in our products. That might cause us to take a look at our product mix, how we present it. But it's all about people. Ultimately, it's going to be them who we recruit or who purchase. And now we begin the process. Now we know what I need to do today. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do this week, this month, this quarter, this year. And if I actually execute on the millimeters of creation, I will have that result financially. And when I have it financially, I'll have it available in my relationship. And if I'm doing it in my relationship, I'll have support in building my business. As Og said, I will leave the problems of my home in my home. When I'm in my business, I'll think not of my home. When I'm in my business, I will think of my business and not my home. If I bring my business into my home, he says, it clouds my thoughts. Excuse me, it dampens my love. If I bring my business home into my business, I'll get this right in a minute. My home into my business. I just wrote about this last week. My home into my business, it will cloud my thoughts. So we have our body and our mind in the same place, focused in the now, on the next task at hand, in intentional creation, looking up when necessary at our objective in moments of discouragement to remind ourselves why, occasionally looking at that action and saying, what could I create today with this list of people? How could I create that? How would that serve? And I begin the process of doing the tough things, the hard things, the things of creation, driving us one step closer to our dream, our why, our reason for doing this, our plan of how to get there, our goal. Og says, my dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they are followed by action. Well, let's just review quickly. We're just about out of time. The key to this process is not the plan, it's the vision. The vision drives the action. It drove what needs to be done the year, the quarter, the month, the week, and the day. It's the vision that's driving our list. This is just helping us stay on track. We can certainly write these things down, but it may not be necessary. It's so indelibly imprinted in our mind, I still would write them down. But we begin this process of creation. If we're having trouble getting our dream, our plan, our goal, it might be because the way we've used our visualization in the past was not congruent with vision. It was, in fact, about ease instead of creation. We're going to go into creation. That means that we desire to embrace these principles. We desire to engage in this process. We desire to connect with the people, create value everywhere we go, and ultimately have the funds to contribute to the world. That's being an intentional creator. an objective that makes our life crystallize. Everything comes together and makes sense. Some of you have been on this call before, some for the first time. Some have been through the six qualities of an intentional creator. Some might even be saying, I've heard some of this before, Dave. Here's the challenge. This time, do it. Do it. This is one of the major objectives of our retreat this weekend. To get clear on the goal, the dream, the why, so that we can again refresh why we're doing this. That's to get me one step closer, the week, the month, the quarter, the year, to that. That's what I want. And I'm willing to do the work of creation and knowing that when you follow this pattern, you are connected to the power of creation itself, both in getting the vision and two, in the execution of the plan. Well, thanks everybody. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight. Scroll 8 this week. I will multiply my value 100-fold. This scroll starts with us being planted in the ground to grow. It moves from us being planted to us succeeding, coming out 100 grains of wheat. And then it ends with this statement. One grain of wheat, when multiplied 100-fold, will produce 100 stalks. Multiply these 100-fold 10 times, and they will feed all the cities of the earth. Let us be abundant so that we can give back. Let us start by making our life matter. I control my own destiny. Thanks, everybody. We look forward to being back with you next Tuesday night, and good night.